One of my best students at Tacoma Swimming Pool was a young man named Davon. When I met him, he was 5 years old. It's kind of funny the way we first met, because I actually had to rescue him. Talking with his mother, I got the backstory, which goes a little something like this. Davon was a hyperactive child. In the summertime, his mother would be worn out by his energy. She decided that it was easier for her to perhaps take him to the pool and let the sun and the water wear him down, so that when she brought him home, he would take a nap and she could have some peace. And at the pool, she would have an opportunity to speak with the other mothers. So one day in the early days of the summer, she packed him up and took him to Tacoma Swimming Pool. They stood in line, and when they got to the door, she asked Davon if he wanted to go in the locker room with her, or if he wanted to go into the locker room with the boys. He informed her, "I'm a big boy, I can go in with the boys." So she said, "Okay, if you have any problems changing your clothes, ask the locker room attendant to help you. Make sure you put your clothes in the bag and get your tag. And I'll meet you outside of the locker room in front of the office at the baby pool." He said, "Okay, mommy, don't leave. Don't get in the water. Wait for me at the baby pool. Sit down and wait for me. Understand?" "Okay, mommy." So Davon went into the locker room. He already had his swimsuit on under his pants, under his shorts. So he just took off his shorts, took off his top, took off his shoes and socks, put them in the bag, ran up to the locker room attendant, who could barely see him because he's only five. He said, "Hey." Locker room attendant looked over the counter and said, "Oh, there you are. Here's my bag." Got his bag, taken by the locker room attendant, and then ran. Locker room attendant screamed, "Hey, little boy, hey, come back. Take this tag. Pin it to your swimsuit. This is how you get your clothes when you get out of the pool, okay?" He said, "Okay." He ran through the showers, got wet, went through the revolving gate, came out and looked at the pool, all the kids jumping in, larger kids diving off the diving board. Looked at the baby pool, went to sit and wait for his mom. As he looked in the baby pool, he saw all these children that were younger than him. Saw that they were small babies. And he said, "I'm not a baby, I'm a big boy." He noticed the other children that were diving off the board and swimming back to the side. He saw the other children diving in the shallow end. But he continued to sit and wait for his mom. Finally, he stood up. He walked to the other side of the baby pool to get a closer look at the children that were diving off the board. Finally, he made up his mind. That's the area of the pool he wanted to jump into. So he took off. He ran out in between the boards and jumped as far as he could into the deep water. That's when I saw him. He was trying to kick and trying to use his arms, but he didn't really know how. So he started to sink. I jumped off my lifeguard chair, grabbed him. He was small, so I just grabbed him by the shoulder and arm, swam back to the side, and just lifted him up onto the deck. I climbed the ladder, got up, looked at him, and said, "What are you thinking? You can't just jump in the water. You have to learn how to swim first." "I know how to swim." Then he started to run away. I grabbed him and pulled him back. I said, no, you don't know how to swim. It's obvious. I had to come in and get you. We had to stop everything to go get you. Where's your parents? Where's your mother? All of a sudden, out of nowhere, this woman comes running, screaming his name. Davon, Davon. She comes over. She's frantic. Didn't I tell you to wait by the baby pool till I got out of the locker room? I'm not a baby. I'm a big boy. All of a sudden, his mother did what we like to call, in my day, a neck slap. That's where your mother slaps you in the back of the neck, right at the base where your head connects to your neck. And she smacked him, and he was like, ow! She said, I told you not to get into the pool. I told you not to get into any water in the pool, to sit down and wait for me. What are you thinking? I can swim, mommy. I can swim. Watch. Watch. She snatches him back as he tries to run into the water. I said, ma'am, he just came running. I didn't even see him. He just ran and jumped into the deep end. He's got a lot of heart. She said, boy, I told you to wait for me. He's half crying and half mad. I said, ma'am, you can actually enroll him in the swim class, and we can teach him how to swim, and he'll be able to. Part of the final lesson is that he has to jump off the board, level off, and swim to the side. It's a 6-week class. She looked at me and said, I tried to register him, but all the spots were taken. I told her, I said, ma'am, I teach children his age, and I do in my 9:30 class. I've got 18 children, and I'm supposed to have 20. So if you want to bring him in the morning at 9:30, just ask for Edmund. That's me. I'm the lifeguard, and I'll teach him how to swim. She said, oh, I'm so, so, so thankful. Then she looked at me and said, how old are you? I said, I'm 15, ma'am. She said, you sure you can look out for 20 kids? I said, yes, ma'am. Normally we do them in the shallow end, but I keep track of all of them. I put them in the water one at a time, and I keep track of all of them. She said, I'm just worried he'll be safe. I said, ma'am, I just rescued him out of the deep end. I think it's best for both of us if I teach him how to swim. She said, thank you so much. 9:30, that next day, there was Davon in my class. Not a baby, but a big boy. He actually helped the class because he had no fear. Where the other children were timid to do certain aspects of learning, not Davon. He learned quick, and he turned out to be one of the best swimmers that we had on the swim team, the 25-yard freestyle, which is for 6 and 7 year olds. So in the years that came, he turned out to be one of the best swimmers that we had, one of the fastest times in the city. But I still laugh, because when his mama neck slapped him, he said, I'm not a baby, I'm a big boy.